You may remain seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with you all. Our text tonight on this Maundy Thursday is recorded in Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So far the text. In the name of our perfect Passover Lamb, Christ Jesus our Savior, dear friends, if you've seen the 1998 movie Saving Private Ryan, you may recall one of the scenes in this movie where soldiers were depicted as they lay mortally wounded on the Normandy beach during the D-Day invasion, calling out for their mothers, grown men, young men, grown men, crying out, Mom, Mom, help. It may well have been more than just a movie clip, probably actually happened, and it is not hard for us to understand for people who find themselves in desperate straits, hopeless situations, are naturally moved to call out for help. The words of our text from Psalm 118 are such a plea for help, a calling out to God for deliverance of his believers. As I mentioned in the sermon last Sunday, Palm Sunday, this plaintive cry, Save now, I pray, O Lord, was shouted by the crowd as Jesus rode into the city that day. And that is an English translation of the Hebrew words in this psalm text I also mentioned to you on Sunday. Hoshiana, save us now, we pray. And tonight, as we remember Jesus' institution of the Lord's Supper on the night that he was betrayed, Hosanna, save us, Lord. Hosanna in the highest is also on our lips and hearts. And as with God's people of old, be reminded how it is still our plaintive cry for help. It is also still our highest blessing. So what are we asking the Lord to do for us when we sing that word in our liturgy quite often, especially on Communion Sunday, Hosanna, and then celebrations like Palm Sunday and Easter as 21st century Christians? Well, as with the believers of old, we're calling out for the Lord to save us from a hopeless, helpless predicament, though the English translation doesn't bring out the full meaning of that Hebrew phrase, Hoshiana. The original expresses it quite well. It's a feeling of being squeezed in, trapped in a corner, with no avenue of escape, and the earnest hope of being rescued from a disastrous end. We can understand how this particular prayer came to be used by the Jewish people in connection with their Passover festivities down through the Old Testament centuries, even to the times of Jesus, as they remembered the Lord's goodness in delivering their Jewish ancestors from the oppressive hand of Pharaoh, and as they recalled how Pharaoh's armies and chariots pursued them, boxed them in against the waters of the Red Sea, and how they then looked up to God for help, and how he then opened up for them a highway, a means of escape through the waters, which was a foreshadowing of the greater deliverance the Lord would accomplish for them and for all of us in the coming Messiah, the perfect Passover lamb, Jesus. You can also understand why the Jewish pilgrims sang this song on Palm Sunday when they welcomed Jesus into the city. As we mentioned in the service on Sunday, though, a lot of the people sang it for the wrong reason, because they felt the iron grip of Rome pressing them down, oppressing them, and thought that Jesus was the one who was going to rescue us from that. Many realized Jesus was coming to loosen the stranglehold that sin and Satan had upon them, which they were powerless to free themselves from on their own. And that, friends, is what we are thinking of too when we say those words, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Thinking about our inborn sinful condition and daily missteps against God's holy commandments revealed to us by the teachings of God's holy law, just how hopeless is our predicament before God, that we deserve His punishment temporally and eternally, and how we've got those mighty spiritual foes pressing us down, closing in and hemming us in, fingers squeezing us tightly around our necks, as it were. The devil, godless world, and our own sinful flesh, and how we long to be delivered from these foes, to be freed from them, to be in a position where, when we're safe and free and secure. So that's why we sing to Jesus, Hosanna, Hosanna, calling out to the Lord to rescue us from these oppressing foes. Save us now, we pray, O Lord. It was with these spiritual truths in mind, the precious teaching of the gospel of God's grace and deliverance in Christ, our Passover Lamb, that our Lutheran forefathers chose to incorporate that in our communion liturgy, that we might sing those words frequently. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is He. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord, our mighty, merciful King. And when the help arrives, when the longed-for deliverance happens, then the prayers of God's children take on a very different tone. The desperation then gives way to jubilation and happy celebrating. So it is also for us when we sing those words, Hosanna in the highest. That's why we love to sing them in our communion services. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. By the way, that we're not, when we say those words, we're not blessing Jesus in the sense that we're offering to Him something that we have. For what is there that you and I have that we could ever give to Jesus that He does not already possess as the all-majestic, glorious King of Kings? But rather, when we speak and we sing those words, it's an expression of praise and of gratitude for all that He has accomplished for us in His Savior love. We're lauding Him for coming to us with the full authority and backing of His Father to win forgiveness for us, rescue from the ice-cold grip of death and the strangling power of sin and the old evil foe. So tonight, as we celebrate communion, let us be reminded of these precious heavenly truths. And may they be uppermost in our minds when we take the Lord's Supper, when we come as guests to receive it, when we come with heavy baggage of our sins against God's holy laws, which burden us and weigh down our consciences. But with the earthly elements arranged on the altar, the bread on the left side and the wine on the right, there is Jesus, true body and blood, really present in a manner more wonderful than our human reason can even begin to fathom. That the Lamb of God came to take away the sin of the world. He comes to us in a manner that's just as real as when he came riding on a donkey into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, 5 days before he died, to remove our transgressions from us as far as east is from west, so that there's no offense, no guilt, no imperfection that now stands between us and our God, but through faith in this perfect Passover lamb, we've been clothed in Jesus' perfect righteousness, taken up in his arms, embraced as a beloved child of the Heavenly Father. Oh, what a precious treasure indeed is the Lord's Supper that our gracious heavenly host Jesus has prepared for us and serves us, his honored guests, once again tonight. And unlike so many soldiers on the battlefield who call out for help, but who sadly and tragically lose their lives, they are not saved. Our cries are always heard and answered. Every time we partake of the Lord's Supper, Jesus himself is answering our soul's plaintive cry and blessing us with the joy of his salvation. Hosanna, Hosanna be to Jesus in the highest. Amen. May rise. The peace of God, which is able to protect you far more effectively than the human mind, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.